Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamah Samach Bezum and Bez. We're holding on Samach Bezum and Aleph. Four lines in the bottom. Itmar. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Hayulai Banu Mumesu. Let's say a person had children and then they died. Ravuna Amar Kayim per Ravya. Ravuna says he's still Makayim the Mitzvah. Rabbi Yechna Amar Loi Kayim. Rabbi Yechna says he's not Makayim. Ravuna Amar Kayim Misham Durabasi. He says you're Makayim per Ravu because he understood the Chi of a per Ravu is based off of something that Ravasi taught us. Damar Ravasi, Aimbe David Baj, Yechu called Neshama Shebegov. That the Mashiach doesn't come until all the Neshamas are taken out of the Eitzer called Gov. Shenemer Ki Ruch Mufani Yatoi Fegaymer. So he understood that the Maisa, once a person had children, so the Neshama were taken out of Guf, he's Mekayim is the Tachlis of Puravu, doesn't matter if they afterwards die. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Loikayim Puravia, Rivia, Lashavit Yitzara Binan Valaka, because he understood the side of Puravu is to create a Hemshach of the world, to populate the world, and as much as his children died, and he's still alive, so he has a Chiyav to redo it, to do it again. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, we learned in the Braisa, that B'nei Banim, Reim Kebanim, it says that grandchildren could replace a child. If a person has a child who died, so the grandchild could replace the child for his Kiyama Puravu. Now if the son dies, he's still Makai Puravu, so why do I need the grandchild? It's a Kashan Ravuna. Which the Gemara says, no, Kitanya hi lahashlam. It could be nothing to do with replacing the son. It could be all he had, let's say, was a daughter. And so the daughter has a son. So now through the son, now it's mashlam, the fact that now the grandfather had a son and a daughter. And that's what it means. But not that you need to replace the child who died. Ask the Gemara Mesiv, we learned in the Brisa, no, the child who died doesn't count towards one's kiyum. It says, b'nibanim erim kibanim. And the Brisa says that meis echad mehem, or shenim sesres, if let's say as a person has a child who died, or it was discovered that he cannot have children, he's sterile, so lo kayim per revia. So it says he's the father is not Mekayim Puravu. So you see that Puravu has to do with creating a Hemshach, has to create further Dairis, and as much as it doesn't, then he's not Mekayim like Rabbi Yechnon, says the Gemara, in Achanami, tiyofti Ravuna tiyofta. This Brisa refutes the Shita of Ravuna. We mentioned B'nei Banim Erim Kibanim. So says the Gemara, so at the end of the day, now that we know that person has to create a Hemshach, so what that means is that if let's say Avram has a son Yitzchak, and Yitzchak dies, so if Yitzchak had a son Yaakov, Avram is still Mekayim Puravu. Even though if he has a son Yitzchak, normally Avram is not Mekayim Puravu. But B'nei Banim Erim Kibanim, if Yitzchak already had a son before he died, so then Avram is still Mekayim Puravu. The same thing with the daughter. So now, Savra Rabbi Lameimar, Bra Lebra, Barta Lebarta. That the only way a person could continue his Kiyam of Puravu is if his son had a son, and his daughter had a daughter, Vikolshke Bra Lebarta. And all the more so if the daughter had a son. Ava Barta Lebra, but if his son is replaced by a granddaughter, so that like, that doesn't count, then he's not Makai Puravu. However, Amalei Rava, then no, Lashavit Yitzara Binan Vayika. Doesn't matter what gender, Lamaisa, it's continuing, populating the world, and therefore he's Makai in either way. Says the Gemara, the Kuli Amma Mias Trei Michadlai. But everyone seems to agree that having just one son who has two children, so a person has two grandchildren, that's not going to be a Makima Puravu. The father himself has to have a son and a daughter. They could be replaced by sons, maybe daughters, maybe either one, doesn't matter. That's Machlaikas Abayin Rava. But everybody agrees that a person can't just have one child, and then if that child has grandchildren, has children, so then the father, the grandfather is Makai Puravu. That everyone seems to agree to. But ask the Gemara, is that true? Va'amile Rabbanon Rav Sheshas, the Rabbanon once said to Rav Sheshas, who only had a daughter, he had one daughter, the Nasib, it's Savai the Bani. Now why don't you get married and have a son? You're not Makai Puravu. Va'amile, and he said to them, Bani Barte, Banai Ninu, that my daughter's children are my children. And since she has a son and a daughter, so therefore, I'm Makai Puravu through her, or just a son, I'm Makai through her. So says the Gemara, no, Hasam Dechuyei Kamad Chilu. Rav Sheshas didn't actually hold that he was Mekayim Puravu. He was just coming to push them away. There was a different reason why he wasn't getting married. It was because Rav Sheshas the Akar Mipirka Rav Huna. It's because he couldn't have children. There was no reason for him. He couldn't have children anyways because he became an Akar. He became sterile from staying in the share of Rav Huna so long, and Rav Huna was giving a share, and he had to go to the bathroom. And that's what Chazal said, that if a person has to go to the bathroom and he holds it in, Ketanim, so he becomes an Aral, stress, he becomes a yakker, so that's what happened to him. Says the Gemara, Amr le Rabba le Rava, Bar Mari, Minoham Ilsa Damar Rabbanu B'nei Banu Meri Kibanu. Where do we find it from in the Torah that grandchildren are like children? From that which Yaakov said, what Lavan said to Yaakov, Abanis B'nei Saiv Abanu B'nei, that your sons are my sons, your daughters are my daughters, El Me'ata, if that's the Makar, so you see Lavan called his grandchildren his children, El Me'ata, Ha Tzayin Tzayini, that which Lavan says to Yaakov, and your Tzayin are my Tzayin, Hachanami, he was telling him that's actually mine. Elo, no, what was he saying? He was saying, the kanisa minoi, it's the tzoyin of yours that you got from me. So Hachanami, the kanisa minoi, he was just saying that your children are from me because they're from my daughters, but not that they're actually my children. So you don't see from there anything about Bnei Banim or Enkibanim. So it says the Gemara Ela Mehacha. It says Va'acher Ba Chetzrein El Baz Machir. It says Chetzrein, who came from Shevet Yehuda, was together. He married the daughter of Machir, who was from Shevet Menashe, Avi Gilad. V'Teilad Lo Yeshaguv V'Ksev Bnim Bachir Yardu Mechaykikem. It says that Machir had Mechaykikem. V'Ksev Yehuda Mechaykiki. It says that Yehuda is called Mechaykikem. So how could Machir, who's from Menashe, have Mechaykikem, have people from Yehuda? He was from Menashe. His children are always going to be Menashe next. So Elamai must be, because being that his daughter married someone from Yehuda, so their children are like Machir's children. B'nei Banim, Arein Kivanim. And that's how it's like. Machir had children that are from Yehuda. Says the Gemara in our Mishnah, which says that once a person became puravu, so he no longer needs to have children, it's not like Rabbi Yeshua. The time we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yeshua, Aimer, Nasa Adam Yisha Bialdusa, Yisha Bisignusa. Even after a person was married in his younger years, he should marry again in his older years. Are you like Bana Bialdusa? You like Bana Bisignusa? Even if he already had children when he was younger, he should continue having children even when he's older. Should never, as the Pasuk says, but Baiker Zra Zarecha, in your youth, you should have children. Ula Erev, Al Tanach Yadecha, don't stop even in the Erev, even when you get older. You don't know which children will end up being Yichshar, will be Niskayim, will be Tamil. Is it going to be this one or that one? Or maybe they'll both be good. Everyone will be good. That'll be the best. But Lamaisa, you don't know. So keep having children. Rabbi Kiva, he had a different way of learning the pasuk. That Lama, Tayr, Bialdusa, Yomo, Tayr, Bizagnusa. Even if you already learned a lot when you're younger, continue learning when you're older. Hayle, Tamidim, Bialdusa, Yomo, Tamidim, Bizagnusa. Even if you already had Tamidim in your younger years, continue having Tamidim even in your older years. So the Ember, as the pasuk says, Mabaik, Zara, Samrecha. It says the Gemara that Rabbi Kiva was Mekayim when he said, Amru, they said that Shnei Masar Elav Zukim Tamidim Hayloi Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva had 12,000 pairs of Tamidim, 24,000 Tamidim, be Gvas and Antifas. And the yeshiva spans all the way from Gvas until Antifras. The Kula Mesu Beperek Echad, and all of them died during the same time period, because they weren't Mechabed each other properly, at least on their level. The world was became dark. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva went to the south. Ushanu lehem, and he taught the following five talmidim: Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. They're the ones who reestablished Taira during that time period. Tana, we learned that kula meisu bePesach vaNetzarish. The 24,000 talmidim, they all died during the time period of din that spans from Pesach until Shavuos. Amar Rav Chama bar Abba, Vitei Rav Chia bar Avin. That kula meisu misara. They all died a terrible death. Mahi, what's this mean? A misara? A Rav Nachman Askara. Askara, which I think Rav Brachis Chesam Nalev says, is the worst of all the misais. Amr of Masna, it's some sort of choking death. Amr of Masna, halacha kerb Yeshua, that the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua, who said that even after a person had children in his younger years, he should continue having children. Anyone who doesn't have a wife, so he sharoi without any simcha, he doesn't have bracha, he doesn't have taiva. B'lay simcha dechsev v'samach ta'ata u'beisecha. You have simcha together with your bias, with your wife. B'lay bracha dechsev v'aniach bracha el beisecha through your wife. B'lay taiva dechsev v'taiv yes adam levada. B'marava amrin Eretz Yisrael, they said that b'lay taira b'lay chayma. The person doesn't have a wife, so he doesn't have taira, and he doesn't have a wall, he doesn't have protection from outside influences. B'lay taira dechsev v'minez rasi beef. No one have a helper. So v'tushia didcham imani, so that my taira will be pushed away from me. B'lay chayma dechsev nekeva to save if gavard. So the Nekeva acts as like, goes around the man, acts as like a wall around the man. And Rav Bar Ilai Amri, B'loi Shaloi means Shari B'loi Shaloi without a wife. The Pasuk says, V'data Ki Shalom Ayalecha V'kata Naif Leitechta. It says, Ki Shalom Ayalecha, he only has Shaloi when he has a wife. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Yedea Be'ishta Ishi Yirash Shemayim Ve'inu Paikta. Anybody knows about his wife, that she's just very tzanua, she has a lot of Yirash Shemayim, and because of that, he's not Mekayim his mitzvah Vayinu with her. Nikra Chayte is called a Chayte. And then as the Pasuk says, V'yedate Ki Shalom Ayalecha, if you know that your wife is Shalom, but she has Shlemus, she has Yirash Shemayim, U'bakad Tanayich V'lay Techta, then you should be with her, and then you won't have a sin. But if you're not with her, then you will have a sin. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Chayim Adam Lifka Des Ishta B'shashu Yaitz L'Darech. Before a man goes on the trip, so he has a have to be with his wife who has an extra chukka for him at that time. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, as they say. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'yadata Kishalom Ayalecha, it says that you'll know Kishalom Ayalecha V'gaymer, It says the Gemara, wait a second. Ha-me-hacha nafka? We learn it out from this pasuk in Eiv. Me-hacha nafka? We learn it from a pasuk in Bereishis. It says, Vel-yishech chukasech. It says, Hashem tells Chava that you're going to have a chukka for your husband. In Chazal Darshan, Melamit, Shayisha mishtekekas al-baylu, b'shashu yaitzil aderech. That that chukka is niskayim when the husband goes away. That's when she has a chukka. So, of course, it's a chiv of Aina to be with her. So, says the Gemara, Rav Yosef, from the pasuk of Bereishis, I just know that there's an inyan to be with her, but maybe if it's at a time, it's not so safe because she might see her vest soon, so then maybe you shouldn't be together with her. Kamashwa the pasuk in Eiv, then no, it's a chiyav, even if it's samach levesta, even if it's right before a time that she's expecting to see her vest, still you should be together with her. The kama, and how much is this time? Amar Rava Aina, it's an Aina, Vani Milut Varishus, all this is only if he's going away for a voluntary trip. Avul Dvar Mitzvah, Mitridi, but if he's going for a mitzvah, so then that causes him tirda, and then he does not have this responsibility.